invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And we are going to continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls if you make them about anything, but I've got some stories here that I think will continue the theme that we started in the last hour. Mark, you shared a story with us, and it was a lengthy one. It was an email from somebody who, man, it was so awful. They former Navy SEAL ended up being targeted for a child porn investigation. They found 27 photos of child porn on his computer, which were allegedly downloaded not by him but by a virus, which also downloaded thousands of other porn pictures. So it was 27 amongst 6,000 pictures. And he was charged with some 27 counts, I presume, which ended up totaling over 600 years possibly in jail. His life has been ruined. He has been targeted as a child pornographer or a sicko, when in point of fact he is not. So people have already proclaimed him as guilty, even though the trial hasn't even occurred yet. It was just an awful story that really shows that anybody can become a victim of these various asinine government laws out there that don't actually protect anyone from anything else. These are laws, and he was also busted for marijuana plants, which he really had. But whether it's child porn or marijuana or something else, there are so many laws that are out there that have nothing to do with a victim, that there was no one in this circumstance who could have brought a claim against this guy. He had not harmed anyone.
Right.
No?
I mean, likely this was all the evidence, including the prosecution's evidence, states that he got a computer virus and that it downloaded it. The prosecution just says, well, he had possession. It doesn't matter how he got possession. He had possession. That's good enough.
Right. Intent doesn't matter or anything
which
like that.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy. But you might be able to say, well, guys, it was an email, a well-written email, but you know, we don't know for sure if that's a true story. I personally believed it because we've heard stories like this in the past, and it is completely believable. There have been stories like this in the news where people have had pictures
it's
found on their computer.
It's as believable as anything you read in the news, for God's sakes. I mean, what are these? Do you think journalists do that level of investigation? Maybe sometimes,
yeah. But not really.
Certainly not all the time.
So, just in case you're doubting it, let me give you some stories from the mainstream media. This one's from the News Leader at news-leader.com. Now, when you think of the Amish, you don't really think of vicious criminals. When you think of the Amish, you think of really nice, congenial folk that are living quietly on their family farms.
A little backwards, perhaps, but
I don't know. Maybe from your lifestyle, but they might not consider themselves backwards. They're different. Amish people are different from the most American popular cultures, that's for sure. They do things a little differently, and they live their lives and keep to themselves. Some of them run businesses. And is it the Mennonites that run the businesses, not so much the Amish?
Oh, the Amish run businesses. They're very they're very industrious people. As a matter of fact, for some reason, they're so industrious that their churches allow them to have access to things like telephones and all that stuff, as long as it's in their workshop or for business or something like that, but they don't have it in their home.
Not at the home. It's interesting.
You know, whatever.
So when you think of the Amish, you don't think of vicious criminals, but apparently the government considers them suspects. Story is, there are undercover milk stings going on. Now, did the state really have to sue over this, writes the News Leader? Is this a wise use of thinly stretched taxpayer-funded resources? Those kinds of questions spring from a News Leader story recently about a crackdown over the way a LaSalle County, county couple distributes raw milk. Two undercover investigators with the Springfield Greene County Health Department allegedly caught two of the couple's daughters on two occasions selling a gallon of milk each from a Springfield parking lot. Charges followed in municipal court.
Now that's important.
Piling on, the state attorney general's office used the health department's information to file a lawsuit seeking an injunction against Armand and Teddy Beckard of Conway. Wasn't the health department complaining just the other week about a lack of manpower? Doesn't the attorney general have a whole raft of complaints about other things like tainted lake water? Why is the government crying so loudly over a little sold milk?
Because there's a fine involved.
Well, the story is here. This raw milk roundup certainly seems ridiculous, they say. For one, the city has raised the possibility of actual jail time in this case. This
all the better to get their fine paid.
This despite the fact that at least a couple of lawmakers have taken up the Beckards case, and the law on the raw milk issue is murky. For their part, the Beckards are not exactly well-cowed. They're fighting back. They will not sign a consent order to make the state's complaint go away, and they're defending themselves against the city charges, too. They've gotten legal help from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, a nonprofit organization made up of farmers and consumers pooling resources to fight for the rights of family farmers trying to get unprocessed food to consumers who want it. So the question here from the paper is, should we as taxpayers, or are we as taxpayers, ready for a long, potentially costly legal battle over 2 gallons of milk? Does this problem warrant such a government response?
You know, and this just goes to show how the automaton, the myrmidons that work for the government. I mean, as a matter of fact, myrmidon is a great term for a government official.
Someone who follows orders blindly.
Right. They were a tribe of, I believe, Greeks that were essentially mercenaries. They're paid their money, they do whatever they're told. And they, you know, just do it. They do it without thought. And this is the kind of thing that the government's going to do. There's a law against raw milk in this country, and it doesn't matter that more and more consumers are demanding raw milk, that there's this whole nourishing traditions thing out there where they suggest raw milk, raw butter, and raw everything, and we should eat food the way our grandpas ate it because our grandpas ate it, and that was good. Whatever. We have raw milk at my house. It's fine. It's great, and I like it. I prefer it. I don't know why I prefer it. I just do. I think I prefer it because it's legal in this state. It's illegal in so many more. I think I just like it as a protest against the government's sticky little fingers and everything. This is just a racket to protect the big milk distributors and to shut out the small farmers and to extract money from people.
And how amazing is this? That the government people in this case are actually doing sting operations against Amish people for selling people raw milk. Now, somebody else can look at this, and we can look at this and say, well, this is as asinine as any undercover marijuana sting operation. You're talking about arresting people for selling a plant. Now it's arresting people for selling raw milk. Don't tell me for a moment that you feel like you're safe because you believe you're a law-abiding person. They've outlawed raw milk. They've outlawed plants. They've outlawed chemicals. There's very well the possibility that something you do and something that you enjoy is also either already outlawed and you don't know it, because who really has the time to read all the laws? Or that it will become outlawed within the next 6 months to 6 years. I mean, these things can happen. Raw milk. There's a little more to the story. According to the news leader, the Beckards contend that their daughters, aged 17 and 21, sold the 2 gallons only because a buyer failed to show for the pre-ordered milk in the parking lot where the Beckards meet customers to deliver various kinds of homegrown or homemade products from their family farm. It sounds like a drug deal. You know, meeting your customers in a parking lot.
Right. They actually have to do it in this manner to avoid some kind of law. They can't sell it from the farm. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Really. These are grown people. You're telling me they can't go there onto somebody. I can't decide to sell milk. Somebody can't decide to buy milk. I mean, that's what we need in this country. Really? We're that much of a race of morons in this country that we simply can't handle the buying and selling of milk? We need these stinking politicians and these lobbyists to tell us what we can and cannot eat, what we can and cannot drink?
Oh, it's only just starting, Mark. I mean, when government health care really starts to kick into higher gear, right now we do know that the government controls most health care dollars, but when it gets even more in control of health care, then they'll really start to determine what you can and can't eat. This is just the tip of the iceberg. 800-259-9231, or the ice milkberg. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. There's a little bit more to the story here, and we'll, again, allow you to take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. On the site, you'll find all kinds of things, and you'll find that they're free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their webpages. Ours free for you, freetalklive.com.
Hey, would you like money sent to your PayPal account? Were you born in an English-speaking country? If you answered yes and yes, then go to english.freetalklive.com and discover how to fatten your PayPal account by using a microphone, the internet, and your English. Be your own boss. Make money online. Go to english.freetalklive.com.
Kids, if you're ever in getting out of class and one of your classmates comes up and offers you a bottle of milk and tells you that it's raw, just make sure you just say no. Just say no to raw milk, kids, because you're hurting people when you buy raw milk. You're hurting
raw milk supports terrorists.
That's right. It's the industrialists that are producing the milk that you can buy from regular stores that you're hurting. You're stealing money from their pockets by supporting these horrible, immoral Amish people that are out there milking cows and not processing their milk appropriately. This is dangerous, kids. So make sure you just say no to raw milk.
Raw milk is a gateway drug to other kinds of anti-authoritarian behavior. These people have decided, for whatever reason it is, to not bow to their betters who have said that milk must be pasteurized, it must be homogenized, and who knows what kind of situations, what kind of circumstances these people are milking these cows
under. It's dangerous.
They might be putting them in old buckets.
There could be explosions.
There's certainly bacteria. This milk can kill people. It kills people. It makes you grow breasts. It'll put hair in your palms. This stuff is dangerous, kids.
It seems a little silly, but that's pretty much what's happening here. People are being arrested, charged with criminal acts for distributing, manufacturing and distributing raw milk. The story is from the news-leader.com, and it's Missouri, where a group of Amish people, the Beckards, with their seven children, are making their own milk on their farm, and they're selling them to completely consensual buyers. A couple of the daughters got caught selling the milk in a parking lot, and apparently there's...
You see what this kind of behavior does to young women? They're out there in the parking lots, purveying their wares.
There are certain rules that have essentially forced them into the parking lots, and I guess there are ways that they could sell the... It's my understanding of the situation with the laws in Missouri is that there are ways for raw milk to be sold, but the way they sold them in that particular case violated the law, so therefore they've got to crack down on
them. This is true in Florida. In Florida, it's against the law unless you sell it as pet food.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this is just how stupid it is. This is what you do to average with these stupid laws, all these prohibitions that they have. I don't care whether it's milk or marijuana. This is what you do to regular, normal people. If I'm going to buy raw milk, I have to go to, if they do sell it in some stores, but I have to, by and large, friends and neighbors and stuff is how these things get. But if I go into the store, I can't say that I'm going to consume it, otherwise these people could lose their license. I have to skulk about.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
So the state agents contend that selling the milk constituted violations.
These state agents have no spines. These people have families.
Job.
But because I don't care. Your job stinks. Quit.
Hey, you've got to have a spine to arrest these teenage girls for selling raw milk. You don't understand how hardened these girls are. Criminals.
Yeah. Well, I hope your kids are proud of you.
Now, this is interesting here. The news leader, of course, being the wimpy mainstream media publication that it is, adds a paragraph to there. It's an editorial, the way this is written here. Obviously, we're not supporting willful violation of the law. But with state statutes allowing consumers to order raw milk and buy it from a family farm, the Beckard's minor screw-up seems better handled through a conversation rather than a courtroom. We would never, at the news leader, suggest anyone ever willfully violate the law.
Law really, really stinks.
Yes, everyone should always follow every single law that has ever been created because the law is morality. Because whatever the law says, whatever those politicians they are clearly the most moral creatures in the world, whatever the politicians say, you absolutely need to follow their every diktat. I mean, otherwise you'll be immoral. And we would never advocate for immorality here at the News Leader.
You almost sound like the same tone that Barney has in my kids' videos.
Really?
Yeah, like they're talking to
kids. Well, you gotta follow the law.
Just the intonation, not necessarily the accent.
So what do you do about this, huh? I mean, these people are facing criminal charges over selling milk. How much more absurd can it get? In some places, margarine has been made illegal. They call it trans fat now. In New York City, you can't make food in a restaurant with margarine. That's illegal. In Chicago, they had banned foie gras. I think they finally removed the ban on that. But
I believe
they,
so.
They had banned foie gras. I think this is probably the raw milk ban has to be one of the most absurd currently enforced laws out there. You can go and you can find the list of silly laws. If you go and search online, you can go to startpage.com and find a whole website full of just silly, just ancient laws that nobody ever is using anymore. No one's actually being charged with these things, like, what is one of them, looking up in New Hampshire on Sundays or something like that?
While you pee.
Yeah. So there are plenty of laws like that. But some of them are not so old or not so ancient, and some of them are as asinine and being enforced right now. So, again, another example of how it is that you may not realize it, but you could be a law-breaking citizen, too. Because I know some people out there just love to pat themselves on the back for how law-abiding they are, as though that's a badge of honor to obey all of the arbitrary laws out there, and as though they have some concept of how many laws that they are actually obeying all of the laws out there. I think what people think is, when they call themselves a law-abiding citizen, I think what they're thinking to themselves is, well, I don't hurt anyone, so therefore I'm law-abiding. And that's a true statement in that you're abiding by natural law. You're abiding by the laws of nature, wherein if you do harm, then it's likely that harm might come back to you.
Right. They don't understand that many of these laws are coercive, just awful things that haven't been properly thought out. And, somehow or another, I, as a good man, am supposed to, stand idly by and I shouldn't break this law, for God's sakes. It's against the law, even though it's stupid.
That these people that consider themselves law-abiding believe they are good people. They believe they're honest. And I believe they are. They're honest, probably very good people who don't believe they're doing anything wrong. And I don't think that these folks thought they were doing anything wrong either by selling people milk.
They weren't doing anything wrong.
No, they were not doing anything wrong. But yet the state agents would have you believe that these people are criminals. And you will be forced to pay for this, by the way. You'll be forced, if they go to jail, you'll be forced to put them there because they're looking at jail time for these people.
They're threatening jail time, but what they really want is money.
Okay, that may be the case. But nonetheless, you're paying for all of the prosecution. You're paying for everything. You're paying for this aggression. 1-800-259-9231. I guess the question is, when will people stop going along with this? When will people stop supporting the aggressors? I know that I'm not ready to stop completely. I've stopped in a number of ways. Certainly at the federal level, I've stopped as much as I possibly can. The local aggressors are a little bit more difficult to stop supporting because, well, they'll steal my house from me. So let's get together and stop together. See what happens then.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com. V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features there free, including the chat room. Go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners any old time. Best time, of course, is during the show at chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
Well, it happened. The prices at gold.freetalklive.com have gone up, and I've got a question for you.
Oh, good thing I bought before they went up.
Yeah, same
well,
here.
They actually already went up once before I bought, so good thing I bought it before they went up and then again.
Well, then I bought in that sort of middle period, and they've gone up again recently. It was just at the end of last week. But I've got a question for you.
No, wait. They could go down. That is a possibility.
You think?
They could go down.
Right. Do you think they're going to?
I don't know.
Well, of course you don't. Make a guess.
Long term, I don't think so.
Yeah, like, I just don't think so either. Gold and silver, it could take a little dip, but I see more and more dollars being printed, and that to me means gold and silver prices going up, up, and up. The question that you have to ask yourself is, are you going to wait around until the next time when the prices go up, or are you going to get it now? Gold.freetalklive.com. There's a layaway option for those of you who haven't got any money saved up and you need a good system for saving. Putting it in a bank account, savings accounts are for suckers. Sorry. Go to gold, actually dial this number for and put it on layaway, 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938. They'll let you put a percentage down, like 10 or 20% down, and then you can pay on it weekly or biweekly whenever you get your paycheck until you get up enough to 25 coins or so. That's about what the shipping rate is. And then you get them sent to you, and then you can start on it again. It's a nice little savings plan for those of you who don't put it away. And those that you do have some money put away and you haven't bought yet, you know, wait around until the next time the rates go up. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I'm very excited to get my hands on those Lakotas because I've heard so many good things about them.
They're certainly a beautiful coin.
Thing is, you can't get hung up on the price, because if I were to really look at the price too hard, I'd get hung up on it. Because when I bought Liberty Dollars years ago, must have been 7 years ago now, I think the going rate was $9 a piece. I paid just over, I think about $10 each for 1 ounce
Silver Liberties backed 7 years ago, and now
if you go look at what a loaf of bread is in the store, Ian, it's gone up too. You're going to get hung up on the price of the loaf of bread.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I can't allow myself to get hung up on it because I don't consider myself, when I buy gold and silver, I don't consider it an investment. I just consider it a way to hold value. That's how I think about it, because if I considered it an investment, I'd beat myself up for not buying twice as much back when it was $10.
Yep.
It's just, you know, I bought what I could afford, and now I bought what I could afford, and so that's just how it is. If the price goes down, that's okay. I've still got ounces and ounces of silver that I can use if something absolutely terrible happens. They're very useful for that, in my opinion, to have something to fall back on that's not the worthless paper dollar. And like you say, Mark, if hyperinflation hits, or perhaps when hyperinflation hits, then, yeah, those things will become invaluable at that point. That's how I feel about it, at least. So whether I got them for $22.30 or $24 or whatever, I don't even know what the current price is, but whatever the price is, now's the time to buy them if you're looking to buy gold and silver, because if you keep waiting and waiting and waiting, maybe the prices will go up, maybe they'll go down. It's just a crapshoot at this point.
I suspect, it's my belief, that's the reason I bought, you know, just last week, I expect them to go up.
I expect them to as well, but I won't beat myself up if the prices drop, because I think long term it's very likely that they will. But I'm not an expert. I'm just a talk show host. 800-259-9231, gold.freetalklive.com is where you can go for that. Let's go to Karen in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Karen, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Well, I was just going to say that one of the reasons that they don't want us to be drinking raw milk or anything else that actually has real nutrients in it is because we'd be healthy and we'd start to think for ourselves and question their corrupt policies.
Well, I consider myself healthy and I've questioned corrupt policies, and I've been drinking regular processed milk my entire life. So I don't know if that's quite the reason, but an interesting theory.
Well, the processed milk that you're drinking has been genetically altered since the late 80s. And genetic manipulation of the food supply is known to have toxic effects in the real research that takes place. And it's cumulative. So the more you drink...
Cumulative?
Cumulative. I knew I was missing an L or something there. But it is cumulative. And it adds up. And you add to that all the toxins in our food supplies and the red dyes and the yellow dyes and just all the crap... The high fructose corn syrup, which is notoriously genetically altered.
I'm all in favor of sugar over high fructose corn syrup, and I understand that it's the government's laws and regulations that essentially make it very prohibitive to deal with sugar because of all the import tariffs that they've placed upon it. That's one of the reasons why you see so much high fructose corn syrup out there. It's basically an industry response to the regulation of the sugar industry. It's, you know, the corn business benefiting over the sugar business, and it's all political. I'm just not one of those people that's real paranoid about the idea of genetically modified foods. I understand that people are really scared of this, but when I go to the grocery store and I see 20 different kinds of apples, I kind of think that's pretty cool.
You really know what it does, though, or have you just considered that maybe it's cut and spliced like it was in times when farmers actually could do that? Do you really know that it alters the DNA at the DNA level?
I don't know.
You know that they use, in order to do that, they can take the gene, they've isolated genes like from a fish, from a flounder to be precise, to where the fish can withstand cold water. So they isolate that gene. And then they take it and they put it into a tomato thinking, well, this is a really good idea. But the thing is, Ian, they don't know where it goes. And one DNA strand is 10 feet long. So it's like doing surgery with a shovel. They know it needs to be in there somewhere. They just don't know where. And each strand of DNA is its own unique little universe. And so in order to get it even in there, they either have to coat the gene with tungsten shards and gold-covered shards and use a high-pressure gun with extreme pressure to shoot it in there, or they infect it with a virus. And once they've done either of those two choices, they put an antibiotic wash on it to see if it even worked. So right there you're adding antibiotics, which we know from history develop problems when you use too many antibiotics. But then if it takes...
It sounds very scary. How long have they been doing this for?
They've done it since the late 80s and into the 90s. And actually in the 90s, back when Ronald Reagan was president, Monsanto hired a company called Arthur Anderson Consulting Company. And they asked them what they'd like their future to look like. And Monsanto said, we want to own 100% of the world's seeds with the patent. And that's how they worked back from that to get the cooperation with the government. Bush was, the first Bush, was vice president at the time. And what this technology has done, when they first introduced it into Europe, soy allergies went up by 50% within the first year of introduction. Genetic alteration of the food is not just a cut and splice, because also to get that trait to work, they have to put in what's called a promoter gene. It's like a light switch that you turn on and off. The promoter gene, though, is on 24 hours a day. It never shuts off, and they never anticipated that some of those genes not only would keep living, but would transfer into our organs, like our liver or our kidneys. And that's what's happened. And the real research on animals that is independent of Monsanto and independent of the scientists who are on their payroll proves that rats die, pigs cannot develop real fetuses. They deliver bags of water. There are a lot of horrible side effects that are happening, and because it's unlabeled, we don't even know and cannot connect the dots. So the milk you're drinking, though, if you're just drinking regular milk, it is from cows who have been treated with a genetically altered recombinant bovine growth hormone.
You sound like somebody who's done an awful lot of research into this. And I have to say that some of your concerns I share, in that I share the concern of having one gigantic monolithic food provider. I'm against the idea of monopoly, certainly. I like the idea of having competition. And a lot of this is being made possible, this monopolistic food providing being made possible by governments and teaming up with corporations and all that. But on the other hand, thank you for the call, by the way. On the other hand, I'm just grateful to be able to walk into the store and buy a jug of milk. I don't have to, you know, forage for
food. I like my milk raw, but, you know, I don't know why.
Toll free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want, and humans are living longer.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The grow-up plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The grow-up plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call now, 1-800-816-5330. That's 1-800-816-5330. 1-800-816-5330.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure, high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Again, just a few more moments left. Enough time for your calls tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. It helps us out, helps get the show on more radio stations. Just over the weekend, we crossed into the 60 threshold. It was just this summer, Mark, where we hit 50 radio stations. Or I guess, no, it was earlier this year. But nonetheless, things seem to be accelerating a little bit for Free Talk Live.
They absolutely are.
And it, in fact, is. Having stations makes it easier to add more stations. So getting the next...
Being on more stations makes it more likely we get more amplifiers to get more money together to be able to attract more stations because it requires advertising. Sometimes it requires equipment. All these things work together.
And your $3 a month can make a difference. So we've got over 500 people that are contributing to the Free Talk Live AMP program at this time, and you could be one of them. So please sign on board at amp.freetalklive.com. And help us get to 70, and then 80, and then 90, and then 100, and then 200, and who knows, man? The big
sky's
boys
the limit.
The big boys have hundreds of them, and we can be there, too, with your help. At amp.freetalklive.com, you get perks, too. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Before we continue with the calls here, we had Karen on the line, and she sounded like such a nice lady, who very,
very... Very authentic.
Very believing in what it was that she was talking about. Some of it sounded pretty... strange, but then again, I've done no research into this. I mean, I'm a completely ignorant person when it comes to the idea of genetically modified foods. And we've had people call in and tell us things over the years. I've never heard anybody talking about injecting gold shards or whatever it was that she was talking about, but it's all very intriguing and very interesting, and indeed, I'm sure bad things would happen if there were only just one food manufacturer out there. Thank goodness there are not. There are a number of them that are out there. But when we're talking about stuff like raw milk, Mark, you said you prefer it. I'm sure I've had it. I think you brought me some at one point.
And, yeah.
You know, it was fine.
Tastes like milk, by and large.
The problem I have with it is it goes bad freaking fast.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I like my processed milk. I can get myself a half a gallon of it, and it can sit in my fridge, and I don't have to worry about it going bad 2 days later. What was it, 2 days that you have with raw milk? How long is it?
No, you got about six.
Six?
It depends on how quickly they cool it. There's other systems for, like, flash cooling and things like that. So, you know, there's other systems for keeping it around longer. But, yeah, it doesn't keep as long. And one has to really ask, why does pasteurized, homogenized milk keep longer?
they're adding preservatives to it.
They're
right?
doing something to it. I mean, if this is the way milk is supposed to be and it goes bad after 6 days, what happens that makes the other milk not last that long?
I'm sure you could probably look it up on Wikipedia.
It's probably shards of tungsten. I mean, I don't know. I don't pay attention. But, what seems to me, and this is what argumentum ad antiquium, it's old. It must be good. This is how humans have gotten their milk for 10,000 years. It's good enough for me. It sells me on milk. I'll pay it.
Yeah, see, I guess,
here in New Hampshire, I can get milk just as raw milk just as cheaply as I can get pasteurized, homogenized milk.
Well, hey, there you go.
Why not get that? Why not have the farmer deliver it to your door? And that's what we've got up here.
How much does it cost?
Liberty. I don't. It's like $3.50 a gallon. We have liberty-loving individuals who've set up businesses doing just this because they care about, well, for one thing, food liberty, you know, liberty around growing food and stuff like that.
Like I say, I think that's great and all, but how do you do it in the, New York City? How do you get your hands on raw milk there? Because there's not a farm anywhere nearby that you can just hop on down to or have the farmer hop in his little truck.
If you live in New York City, your problems as far as liberty goes are significantly higher than milk.
I understand that. We're not talking about the problems of liberty right now or the tyranny of the state. I'm just talking about generally the idea that the reason why pasteurized milk exists, the reason why homogenized milk exists, this milk with the preservative effect on it, is because it needs to get out to millions of people, and it needs to stay good while it's going through the process of being distributed to the stores and put on the shelves and waiting for people to put their hands on it. It helps with the process of distribution.
This is not a problem that confronts me in my daily life, Ian.
I'm not trying to convince you to buy.
What I'm telling you is, if people care, then make that an issue for you in your lifestyle. Will you have to pay more? Yes. If you care about it, read about raw milk. If you find that that's what you want in your life, get it. If you don't want raw milk, fine.
Drink
your pasteurized, homogenized crap.
I'm not really explaining it to you. I'm explaining it to myself and the listening audience in general. That there's a reason why we have the milk we have on the shelves. There's a reason why
they put milk in boxes on islands where they don't have cows. Because the stuff keeps longer. There's a reason that they dry it out and make powdered milk.
Yeah.
But those things aren't as good for you as raw milk is.
Okay.
If you want it, get it. If you don't want it, nobody cares.
Raw milk's good enough for most people, obviously, because that's what the market has decided is appropriate. If everybody thought
you mean homogenized milk?
Yes, excuse me, homogenized milk.
Well, no, that's not exactly true, though, because the homogenized, pasteurized milk companies have pushed out the raw milk people.
No, that's true. They do have lots of milk legislation.
So we don't know what it would be like. There's lots of milk legislation, just as much as there is egg legislation out there. We don't know what the marketplace would be like, and the average person doesn't even understand what it would be like. So I don't know, but I prefer to have it like it is, in the old days.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. You got me on that one. Let's talk to Alex in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
as part of my chemistry course, I need to take a lab, and our last lab is coming up on Wednesday, and we're doing a section on global warming. And I have the instructions for the lab sitting right in front of me. And this is so asinine. It's labeled here task 3. We need to prepare a poster that answers the question, what should we do about global warming?
So it presumes that it's true.
Yes. And then to continue on, it says, to narrow your focus, choose 3 sources and or sinks that should be regulated and a suggestion for method of regulation for each one mentioned.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to see if I can somehow say that the free market should regulate it, just so that I can use the word regulation to make her happy.
Yeah, it's true, though. I mean, as your source, you can use the regulation organizations like United Laboratories.
Underwriters
Laboratories.
Pardon me if I said it wrong. You can use those things, and I think that will satisfy whatever that person, wants. And
it'll certainly be a unique approach, that's for sure.
And I think it's so ironic that we're doing this right after ClimateGate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the people that are involved in the environmental protection movement just dismiss ClimateGate. It means nothing to them.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes.
It just gives you a good look into the world of college today and how it is that certain things are presumed to be true. And this course is being taught, and this particular portion of it is being taught with a presumption that this is fact, and now let's figure out how we can control people's lives to deal with it. There's never the question of, is this true?
One of the stated goals of the lab is to, and it says it right here, make recommendations for public policy and explore potential regulatory options.
And that's what it's really all about. And I'm deeply disturbed by some of the emails that we saw during the ClimateGate thing. And, it is incumbent upon the person making the statement. So there is global warming. It is incumbent upon that person to prove their case. And I don't. You know, with the documents that were found during ClimateGate that shows that how they tried to suppress certain, time periods and, evidence like that. They tried to suppress this evidence. And there's, talked about ostracizing scientists that disagreed with them. To me, that means that they haven't proven their case as far as man-made global warming. Is the global warming? I don't know. Is global climate changing? I'll bet. But as far as man doing it, I remain unconvinced. And even more importantly, even if it is happening, the worst organizations to take care of this are government.
Absolutely. Alex? We even need to research the Kyoto Protocol. It's terrible.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are free to bring up absolutely anything you might happen to want to. But we're almost out of time for the radio edition of the show. Mark, do you want to go into overtime tonight? Because we've got other calls coming.
Fine with me.
All right, we're going to do an extended edition of the show. Internet only if you're a radio listener. We'll be signing off the radio waves here in moments. But you can grab the stream online at listen.freetalklive.com, where we will be continuing here shortly. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. For the rest of you that can't join us there, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, of course, at freetalklive.com. Internet listeners, stay on board. We've got more coming up here in moments.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and a wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yeahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yeahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.